The agreement will see the release of 50 people who've been held in Gaza since they were captured last month. It'll also allow humanitarian supplies to enter the territory. Dr. Abdullah Al-Rabia is from the Saudi aid agency KS Relief.
We hope that this is not only for 4 days. We hope it will be extended. We have hundreds of trucks waiting to be allowed to enter. Those trucks carry food, drugs, nutrition for children. A lot of children, women, are suffering.
Tax cuts are likely to be announced, as well as changes to welfare reforms by the Chancellor later. Jeremy Hunt has left Downing Street ahead of delivering his autumn statement. The mother of one of four teenagers found dead in an upturned car in Snowdonia says she feels like she's in a nightmare. North Wales police are continuing to investigate what happened to the boys who went missing on a camping trip over the weekend. England's chief medical officer says he's convinced not all Downing Street was seized of the urgency of needing to fight COVID in early March 2020. Professor Sir Chris Whitty's giving evidence to the inquiry. He criticised confused debate around herd immunity among those who didn't understand it and says nobody sensible pursued it.
It would have been inconceivable that this should have been an actual goal of policy, because it would have led to extraordinarily high loss of life, if it had been achieved, which in reality it would probably not have been in the ordinary sense.
Some hospital disinfectants might not be any more effective than water in killing harmful bacteria. Researchers at the University of Plymouth have been studying how chlorine works against superbugs. And around a third of people in Britain work in their pyjamas. New research from a recruitment firm says 1 in 12 employees do so every day. The smartest dressers are apparently those aged 18 to 26. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Chris.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's look at the weather. 9 degrees, so feeling pretty cold today, although the sun will come through the clouds occasionally, it's saying, up until 2 o'clock. Very overcast at the moment and should remain dry for the rest of the day. Thursday, it's going to be pretty much the same as today, but slightly warmer at 12 degrees. Friday, the same, 7 degrees, and then it will drop down to 6 degrees on Saturday. But it should be quite sunny on Saturday. So going to stay dry for the next couple of days, but feeling increasingly, cold.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through to 1, to 1, to 1, to 1, to 1. Yeah. Let me just turn that down a little bit. I've got my hand up in the air. I'm like waving. I haven't been watching I'm a Celebrity. Is it any good? Is anyone out there watching it? I keep going because I go to bed quite early. or I'm busy doing other things. You know, I've not really watched. Well, I've not watched any of it. I was going to, but then I kind of thought, I'm not sure. Because I don't like to get invested in things, you know. And then I have to watch them. I don't know who this is, because I follow a lot of people on YouTube, but I don't know who Nella Rose is. Also, I know they've said in the papers that she is, what, vile and entitled, okay? But the thing is, they're only showing you clips of her, maybe where she, I've not seen the show at all, but she just might be in those particular moments, not coming across very well. She might be lovely for the rest of the time. That's always the danger with these shows. It's always the danger with these shows. You go on them, and then the producer will go, she's going to be a bad person. We're going to wind her up to say a couple of bits. And she's lovely. Everyone loves her. Because they come out of the camp sometimes, and they say, oh, this person was lovely, and blah, blah, blah. And they don't think about the person in there, like the general public who watch it. So it is a danger. And the point is, yes, you can make a lot of money off of going into this programme from things when you come out. But on the other hand, it can be career finishing if you accidentally say the wrong thing, especially in the world we live in at the moment. You could be, you're cancelled. And the thing is with this, cancel kind of culture, which we have got. There is a cancel culture. If you happen to say the wrong thing, or it's taken out of context, or sometimes you just see things that are complete lies, and people haven't said the actual thing, or it was in a conversation of other things, which kind of changes it. But there are people hounding, you know, companies to sack the person there, get rid of them, ruin their career. It's quite scary. I mean, some people are very confrontational. I follow a lot of people on Twitter from all sides of arguments, and I like to keep my ears and eyes open to things, as you know. Never make any comments. Dare not. I mean, I work for a radio station for a start, so even on my private stuff, I never put anything political. I don't put anything at all, because it's just, you know, I don't get involved in that. I love politics, but it doesn't go on my personal stuff, and it doesn't go on anything for the radio station, because doing a radio show, I'm representing, you know, the radio show. Even when I'm not here, if I'm doing something outside of here, I'm still representing, you know, the job. So you've got to be very careful with what you do. But I don't know who she is anyway, so I mean, and that's not being awful, she won't know who I am either. But she's a First Date star. I didn't know that. But no, I don't know. Is that right? No, I don't know. I'll have to have a look. I've not. It's a very strange thing, probably, being in that jungle. It's like, you know, you've not got much food, and it's you smell, and it's just, you know, you're bored. You can't even have a book. You can't even sit there on your phone. Can you imagine? And then there's spiders and rats and all sorts of things. But you've got Nigel Farage, Jamie Lynn Spears, Daniela Harold, I don't know who that is. Sam Thompson, don't know who that is. Fred Cyrix, is it? I don't know who that is. Josie Gibson, I've seen. She's very funny. Nella Rose, don't know. Marvin Hughes, I do know. Nick Picard, I know. Grace Dent, no. So, yes, so quite a few. And a lot of these people, they'll probably be on, maybe they're soap stars and stuff, because I don't watch any soaps. But I might start watching it. I know it's got quite a lot of, you know, people saying it's quite funny. I like it when it's funny, you know. I like the reaction from Ant and Dec. I nearly called him Neil and Dec then. I forgot. Right, let's play some Razor Light. This was a cracking track when it was out. This is called The Golden Touch.
I know a girl with a golden touch. She's got enough, she's got too much. You could have it all if you wanted. You could have it all if it matters so much. But then all they know is how to put you down when you're there. They're your friend, but then when you're not around, they say, oh, she has changed. You know what they mean? Well, they mean they're just jealous because they never do the things they wish that they could do so well.
Yeah.
That is Lenny Kravitz there. We have Razorlight kicking off the hour. I think we should play another new piece of music, don't you? Yeah, I love it. Right, what should we have? Jacob Reddy was my guest last week on the show. You can check him out. He's doing ever so well. His brand new band is with him as well. He's got a great video out for this song, Breaking Me Down. Check him out online. Jacob Reddy, R-E-D-D-Y.
Thinks he ain't got me figured out, figured out, figured out. Oh, you know he can't stop me. I'll scream and shout and shout and shout. I fell to the bottom of the reservoir so I could drink the rain. I shook hands with the fire so I could feel the flame. Falling apart, apart, apart. Don't you know that I'm choking on my heart, my heart, my heart. Cause I'm not one to be somber in the tune of my melody. Pass through all of the hard days, you never brought me.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fiber.co.uk.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Up now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The magic's working.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
You're like a sunshine, only giving good vibes any time that you rolling. Pulling me out, never letting me down, and I wanna make sure you know it. You're like a sunshine, only giving good vibes any time that you rolling. Can't believe that I found my sunshine.
Hey, everyone's trying to be the same. Till I met you, I was on that way. But you really are something different. You do you, it must be nice. And I think it's rubbing off on me.
Oh yeah, step to the left, step to the right. Do what you want.
What really matters is the journey that we're on.
Yeah, riding with you, I'm kind of know where I belong.
I belong.
You're like a sunshine, only giving good vibes anytime that you
and I think it's rubbing off on me.
Again.
is Ruby Cross from South London. Released that in October. Yeah, just literally just come out. I'm forgetting where we are. We're nearly up to Christmas. Are you getting excited? I know I've mentioned the word. I'm sorry. It's the 22nd, but it's going to come around really, really quickly. Remember, don't get yourself into debt over Christmas. Buy little presents, do IOUs, whatever. Don't. I know loads of people are doing that now. And it makes sense, really, because you're buying stuff sometimes that people just don't want. I always do try and buy things that people do want. People never know what to buy me for Christmas, and I thought I was quite easy to read for Christmas. I like sort of electronics, but I like things like, I don't know, I need like a new like plug adapter. And I know you might go, what? But I need, like, you know, like the cables for your phones and maybe like stands and a little ring light. I've already got one of those, but there's a clip-on one for your phone that's about 10 quid. I want one of those. And stuff for like social media, all those little bits that you need. Yeah, things like that, you know. I don't think there's anything major that I want. The major thing I want to get done is the bathroom, because I went to have a bath this morning. I went and was prepping the show. I know you don't believe me, but I was prepping the show. And and when I went back to the bath, it was literally, there was about an inch of water in there. I don't know what's wrong with the pump. It's just not work. I don't actually have a pump, actually, to be fair. It was absolutely cold as well. It was cold too. So there's no point. There was no point. So I ran a bath, and then I just had to get in the bath, because it's a bath shower. I just have a shower instead. Right nightmare. But that's the one thing I want to get done. I do have somebody I want to use to do the bathroom, who's recommended, because it's always good when you get a recommendation. You know, when you get a recommendation, you're like, oh, thank God for that. Because you don't want to use somebody that, you know, is not a good tradesperson. I hate that. But I've had quite a few good tradespersons. The people that came around to do my roof were amazing. And they did the job. They just did it and finished it, and then they went. And it was like, wow. You don't get that often.
It's late at night and I'm feeling down. There are couples standing on the street sharing summer kisses and silly sighs. So I step inside.
is the beautiful cause. Fabulous. Hello to everybody that's in the little chat room. Suzanne, Michelle, Peter. Thank you for joining me. If only briefly. I don't normally do a live, but I thought, why not? It's Wednesday. Oh, hello. My nose is running for some reason. I don't know why. Oh, that's looking really... I'm forgetting I've got a camera on me now. I mustn't rub my nose like that.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel for you this morning. In Brentwood, around Brook Street roundabout, is flowing very nicely. You do have temporary traffic signals on the A1023 London Road at Westbourne Avenue. You've also got them at Eagle Way, at Essex Way as well. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, it's a clear run. And coming back through the tunnel and up to the M11, no issues. A12 is running fine. You do have slow traffic due to a crash on Widvale Road. That's between Roman Road and Old Church Lane, so just be aware. And over in Stock, temporary traffic signals on the B107 High Street at the paddock. Oh, what's this? I've got... What's this? Hang on, it's a what? It's a reunion. Who's saying that? I've got three itchy necks. Do you know what I've noticed, actually, on my neck? We are a family, okay, of polyps. I say that because some families have polyps and some don't, and they're the skin tags. My sister said to me years ago, she went, oh, have you got any on your stomach? I went, no. She went, oh, dear. I said, what are you trying to say? Am I going to get them everywhere? And literally, I was looking in the mirror the other day, because I forget, and my neck is just, my necks actually, are covered in polyps. It's just horrible. And the thing is, there's so many of them that it would probably take about 4 days to burn them off. I don't know what to do. They're horrible. They're horrible. I hate them. I don't have them anywhere else, thank God, at the moment, but it's only a matter of time. This ageing thing's really weird. You know, besides the fact of getting these occasional black hairs, I'm getting now a little bit of a white eyebrow coming along. What's that all about? And the other thing is the polyps. I seem to be growing new polyps every week. They're horrible. They're just horrible. I did actually find with polyps, if you have polyps at home, not in a cupboard. I mean, if you've got them. I used apple cider vinegar on one because I had one come up under my eye. And I thought, if I go somewhere, I'd have to pay, because I don't think the doctors would have done it because it was cosmetic. And it fell off because I dabbed it every day, a couple of times a day, with apple cider vinegar. It doesn't work on every polyp for some reason, but some it does. And you just put a tiny bit on the end of a cotton bud and just dab onto the polyp itself, but you have to be careful because it can dry your skin out. But that's what I did anyway. Hello, Charlotte. Good morning. How are you? I'm talking polyps. How to get rid of polyps on the radio, just in case anyone's got any. What a wonderful subject. Now, should we have some more new music? I think we shall have some more new music. And as you know, I love playing out new tunes. And I've got one here by... Why aren't you coming up? Is it here? Oh, no. Carlos, what have I done? Maybe I've put you in the wrong folder. I think I have. I'm going to have to make sure that folder's sorted out so I can play your track. I don't think I've uploaded it. Oh, Michelle, what a wally. I thought I'd uploaded it and I haven't. What's this for? Oh, dear. I don't know what's happening there. Oh, got blocked there by somebody. Oh, I don't know what's happening. It's all gone wrong. Right, let's play... Let's play some more new music. On our A-list at the moment is Abby Flynn. This is an excellent track and it's called My Own Woman.
Pull me apart. If life is a movie, then I'm the star.
down on me now, yeah. With that same love and power, Jesus, 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 set me free. And I'm grateful. I'm so glad about it. He's been good. He's been good for me. Carry me. Carry me over.
Five colors in her head. Not into fashion, but I love the clothes she wears. Her tattoos always in her by her underwear. She don't care. Everybody wants to know her name. I do a house party and she came. Everyone asks me, who the hell is she? That weirdo with five colors in her hair. She's just a loner with a sexy attitude. And I'd like to phone her, cause she puts me in the mood. And the room is ready now, and she cooks in the nude. But she don't care, she don't care.
Five colours in my hair, mostly grey though, unfortunately. How dare you laugh at me? Oh, boys, stop laughing. Yeah, mainly grey. And some strawberry blonde, let's put it that way. 11:46, I wanted to play out this song earlier and it is now in my folder, correct? So this is an artist called Blue Scott. I've played him on the show before. It's a track that he's done with Amelia Rose and this is called Stars.
Remember the
Gorgeous. That is First Play for Blue Scar there with Stars featuring Amelia Rose and Carlos Abril. Love it. So soulful. Gorgeous. That's independent music at its finest.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Kiss you right now in the middle of the street. I want your hands in the pockets in the back of my jeans. Oh, I could fall so hard so easily. You don't know how bad I wanna, but honestly, honestly, I can't get out of your love and still be hung up.
childhood. You know I've seen a lot of what the world can do, and it's breaking my heart in two, because I never want to see you sad, girl. Don't be a bad girl. But if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you find a lot of nice friends out there, but just remember there's a lot of bad girls. Smile, girl. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. I'll always remember you like a child, girl. I never wanna see you sad, girl. Don't be a bad girl. But if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you find a lot of nice things to wear. But then a lot of nice things turn bad out there. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wide world. It's hard to get by just a funny smile, girl. Child, girl. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just a funny smile, girl.
Hi, I'm Bob Simpson, and I hope you can spend some time in my company every Wednesday from 1 to 3pm, when I'll be in the chair here at Phoenix FM for 1, 2, 3. I'll be keeping you up to date with all the goings-on in Brentwood and Billericay, playing the best music in town, talking to local people, and hopefully having a few laughs. Phoenix FM, true local radio for local people. See you Wednesday.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.